I'd kill him, Manny. I'd kill him for you. The Downtowner Saloon opened up last March at 707 56th Street in downtown Kenosha, just in time for that pandemic shutdown.
But they have fought on throughout the year and continue to succeed by providing excellent food and drinks that's a little outside the ordinary of your typical bar food.
The Downtowner Saloon serves up a Southwestern-inspired meals, like their huge saloon burritos to their gunslinger platter and awesome sandwiches served on Texas toast.
Visit DowntownerSaloonKenosha.com, where you'll be faced with that difficult decision of picking something from their mouth-watering menu.
Yee-hoo! For a great selection of beers, whiskeys, and gins, to their famous burgers and gourmet mac and cheese, Captain Mike's is a place to visit for your next dinner or drink.
Jeanette and Mick Kelly took over as new owners of this local hotspot located at 5118 6th Avenue in downtown Kenosha, and they've made some great improvements while keeping the special things that Kenosha knows and loves.
Captain Mike's opens weekdays at 11 a.m. and come on in early Saturdays and Sundays for their delicious brunch specials from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
For more, follow them on Facebook and visit their website at CaptainMike'sPub.com.
Have you experienced the unique culinary rubs of the number one wingman in town? If not, go treat yourself to the pop-up king, the one and only Mr. Wings. Today we connect with the man behind Mr. Wings, Manny Ramirez.
He has a name, huh? Hey there, welcome to K-Town Connects. We are Kenosha's favorite podcast, at least that's what I'm told.
Yes, we are the number one podcast in Kenosha.
About tooting our freaking horn?
Hey, what can I say? I'm taking after...
If I can interrupt, the number one podcast.
Hey, thank you. Someone
thank
else
you,
said,
Mr. Right. Wings. Thank you.
How about that theme song by Dropping Daisies?
I mean, I never... ever will get sick of that theme song by Trapping. Yeah, it really is a great song. Thank you so much, Amy Crucianelli and the gang, for that.
There's more to the band than just her.
Right, that's all I know. And Danny.
But shout out Fusion.
Yes,
Fusion. Yeah. I said her name, and I remember that name, so yeah.
Yeah, her and her husband Danny took over Fusion last year during all this mess, and they're fighting, but they're doing pretty well. You're getting something going there.
If I can pitch it, support the local concert venues. It's most important you to do so. Fusion, I got your back. When I'm at my events, hit me up.
There we go. Oh. Hey, support local. And he's Mr. Wings might be doing a little something at Fusion. I like that. Hey, Jason, we are recording here at Luigi's Pizza Kitchen located at 7531 39th Avenue.
They're open Tuesday through Sunday. You can call 262-694-6565.
Order those pizza pies.
Full menu available at luigispizzakitchen.com.
Hey, Jason, you know everybody can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and on our website, ktownconnects.com. Hit that subscribe button and give us a review on your favorite podcast provider. Shoot us an email at ktownconnects@yahoo.com.
You're supposed to say something like, Jason, do we have any reviews?
Oh, hey, Jason, do we have any reviews?
Well, you should say that, Donnie. We do have a review on Apple Podcasts.
Well, let's hear this.
It's from Mama Labs.
Mama Labs.
She gave it a 5-star.
Thank you.
She said, love it. Super amazing podcast with the best host. Must be talking about me. Highly, highly recommended.
Well, thank you.
So there's a typo where she meant to say hosts, or she likes one of us and not the other one. Or she
probably likes you.
Yeah, I don't know. But Mama Labs, hey, thanks for the review.
Since the name Mama Labs, moms don't like me. I swear too much on the show.
That's true.
Hey, you want to support the podcast? Well,
yes.
Check us out on Patreon.com. You can listen early to some episodes like this one and listen to it ad-free. You can become a supporter starting at $2 a month. Visit patreon.com/ktownconnects or go to ktownconnects.com. We have the link right there for you.
And you can be cool like Beth Derry of Lemon Street Art Gallery and get all kinds of great bonus material, including an interview with Donnie Stancato.
Oh, boy.
Where we get to know Donnie himself.
Yeah, we also have that great bonus material of Terry from Downtowner Saloon.
We have a little something from every episode that we're going to do from now on.
That's a nice little bonus feature to get to know the show a little bit better.
Yeah, we put our appearance on WLIP last month.
Yes, we were on there. Lenny Palmer Show. Thank you,
subscriptions start at $2 a month, or you can go higher.
Yeah, and the money goes right back into promoting the podcast because we're all about supporting local here at the K-Town Connects podcast.
Patreon.com/KTownConnects. What's another way they can help us out?
Hey, Mr. Wings, you want to wear our logo on your head or on your chest? Well, check out our merchandise store, courtesy of the Lettering Machine. Lots of great stuff at affordable prices. Go to letteringmachine.com or to K-Town Connects and look for that merch button. You can get shirts, sweatshirts, masks, koozies, anything you want with the K-Town Connects logo.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Our merch is top of the line. Not as good as Mr. Wing's merchandise that I was checking out the other day, but we'll get into that.
And for all your print needs, you contact the Lettering Machine located at 720 50th Street.
Oh, let's give a little shout out to the rest of our sponsors here. The Downtowner Saloon located at 707 56th Street.
Stop over at Captain Mike's, 5118 6th Avenue.
Our good friends Angie and Ben at Union Park Tavern, 4520 8th Avenue.
Stop by and see Sarah at Lucci's Grandview, 6929
39th
Avenue.
I'll go say hi to Cheryl and Gary. They have all your great gifts at the Pine Blossom, 5925 6th Avenue A. That's 6th Avenue A.
I think it's the only A in town, isn't it?
I think so. Hey, we don't want to forget about our good friends at Frank's Diner, Faded Barbershop for Men, Coming Up Roses Cleaning and Organizing, and Washed Out Hair Product. Well, we are here with...
I think it's time to connect, right?
Yeah, let's connect.
Is it finally time to connect?
Let's connect with the one and only Mr. Wings. Very mysterious, Mr. Wings.
Try to be. Wow. I lost my first name as a Manny, and then now it's just like Mr. Wings. I'm like, oh...
That's Manny Ramirez. Can we say your real name? Can we give Absolutely. It up? Manny Ramirez, Mr. Wings.
Short story on that name. So if you're a fan of baseball and like Boston Red Sox, me and my pops would go to a Bucks game and you could scoop his tickets. He'd be like, oh, Manny Ramirez. The Manny Ramirez?
Yeah, give us front
Trust
row.
Trust me, we wouldn't be on the second floor. We're the Manny Ramirez. We're here to watch the game. Just give us our tickets.
Hall of Fame baseball player right there.
There he is. The slugger.
I believe he's the coach for the Chicago Cubs somewhere in their organization. I don't know if he still is, but he was a couple years ago. Any relation to Manny Ramirez?
Nope, not at all. And not a big Cubs fan or Chicago fan in any sense. So go Brewers, go Bucks, go Packers. I'm all Wisco, go Badgers. Anything else, doesn't matter.
Yeah, there you go.
In the sports sense.
Dang it, I'm a huge Cubs fan.
I don't want to get started on that. Shout out my friend Matt Newble, who's a huge Cubs fan, and we've been battling since we met.
All right, hey, Manny, let's get to know you. Born and raised in Kenosha?
Yep, born and raised Kenosha. My parents lived on, I don't know what side that was, but it's like near Stoker Elementary. So we're by the Pick and Save on 75th Street, which is where you all find Pick and Save, Marshalls, Burlington, all that stuff over there.
South side, we'll call that south side.
So it's west side.
Yeah.
I grew up in that neighborhood over there.
Yeah, so I grew up right over there by Stonegate Apartments, which somehow some
Christmas Lane.
Knows. Yes, by Christmas Lane. Yes. Thing. Shout out Christmas Lane for doing that, because I would not do that in my life.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, if you bought a house on Christmas Lane, are you obligated? You have to put the Christmas lights up.
There's a blood oath.
What if you're Jewish?
There's still a blood oath.
Were you big into cooking at all growing up? And
like growing up, you either have people who just don't know how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Or you experience people, like you go to a friend's house, that, oh, this was good. This is different. My pops, probably one of the greatest cooks I know. Like he just, that's just how he was. Like from barbecue to Mexican to Korean to Asian, like we just traveled. We were seasoned family, so to speak. Like we would just try everything. So we would always go to Milwaukee quite a bit. We'd go to Chicago. We'd be like in Chinatown or some shit. Like we just always were experienced with stuff that like, my dad would thought was good. And it was a family outing, and we have it. Like, as kids, you don't realize that. But when you grow up, you're like, well, why my taste buds different? Why do I know this and someone doesn't? So I went to Stoker Elementary, which my parents are fairly young. So we My mom would always walk us. We'd go to school. So a Stoker, and then middle school, went to McKinley for 2 years. And then Mahone was built. Oh. And that was my eighth grade year, which truthfully was a big year for anybody that could see it, because you met so many people from different schools.
Mm-hmm. All combining.
Yeah, oh, wow, which was a big part of my my social aspect of meeting different people, because I met people from Lincoln. You had Washington, you had McKinley, you had Lance, you had all these schools. It was like a melting pot.
Yeah.
And we were eighth grade going in. So at that point, when you're that age, you're meeting people, you're figuring out who you, in a sense, not who you are, but just
trying to figure out who you are.
Some people go clicky, which was cool, whatever, do what you got to do. But for me, it was just like, oh, I met all these different people. Awesome. So then I went to Bradford for the next 4 years. Mahone was the best experience ever, because like I met so many different people. So we split. It was Mahone, Tremper, ITA. And like I've never been clicky. It's just how my dad was. Like my dad could talk to anybody. And that's what I respect about him the most. Like, all right, well, everyone has their own perspective on life, or they do certain things. It doesn't have to be on your level. So why not talk to them, learn? And that's what I did. So that was like the biggest part of my adolescent like life going on, was to meet these different people and talk to them and like not have a clique. Because I'd have friends like, hey, why do you hang out with them? Like, why not? The fuck does it matter to you?
Or, there you go. Hey, you can swear. Don't worry.
Does it matter to you? Like, if that's something you don't want to do, then do you, man. Like, this dude does stuff I'm interested in.
Or did she meet some stuff. Nice lifelong friends, too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Till this day, I have a lot of really close high school friends, and we do a fantasy football draft.
Ah, very nice.
Not even that, but, like, we just – it's been almost 10 years, and we all live in different areas throughout the town or throughout the country, but just hang out.
And y'all meet just up. Get together. Yeah, once shit, boom.
Yep.
So what kind of student were you? Troublemaker, Manny?
Nah, not necessarily. I was just kind of low-key. Like, I knew school was important to get stuff done. I just didn't know what they meant, but, like, figure out your career. I was like, well, I don't love this stuff.
You know, it's a lot of pressure when you're in, you know, junior high, and you're like, oh, you got
to
just...
They want you to pick something.
Yeah, pick something. What do you want to be?
It's tough on a kid.
You don't even know who you are.
Because I feel like if someone was a musician or an artist in that sense, like, they may be great, like... through the school system, nothing against our school system at all. They may make them not feel comfortable enough to do that, like pursue it as a career.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing I learned, like through all this stuff, was I wasn't the top of the class student, but I knew like good grades were, you know, clutch. Like if you want to get out of it,
right?
Yeah. You want to go to college, you want to do this, get good grades. I get that. Like you want to be a good student. But some people just have no interest in that. Like they want to play music, they want to draw, they want to do. If we can only grasp that and exploit it, like, this person's talented, then I think would change stuff in our school system.
At least embrace it to a point where you can, you know, encourage them somewhat.
And it's nothing wrong with KUSD or anything. It's just it's school in general.
Yeah, like, I think
figure out what kids love
problem.
And let them do what they love. It may not work out all the time, but.
But at least you give it your best effort.
Yeah,
hey, this is
just
this,
try it.
You
got to
be you. You got to be you.
Don't kill it is what I would say. Don't ever kill someone's thought of something because you don't agree upon it. Someone else is different. Someone wants to sing, they want to sing. Someone wants to draw, they want to draw. Someone wants to cook. Someone could say, well, cooks just make pizza or they do wing or no.
No, that's
it's more than that. Yeah. Right? It's a lot more. You're buying my food at the end of the day. If someone said that, you're coming to me to get my food, my vision, my thing, like just run with it. Like,
yeah, and same with art.
Yeah.
You know, you're
everything.
Buying, you're buying
art,
my product.
Music,
yep.
Like even finance. I mean, whatever people are good at and they have a passion for, run with it.
Yep. So growing up in Kenosha, did you have any favorite hangout spots when you were a teenager?
So for us, we had a crew at Bradford. Shout out my boy, Daniels, Max, Noobs, Danny, Carmen, and a bunch of others. Like it just, there's so many people. That was like the crew for Bradford, and we would just hang out. We'd do whatever, hang out, go to basketball games, chill, play music. It was just cool growing up together. You go to college, people spread out, right? So like you guys had your high school friends, and then you meet your college friends. So for me, I went to Parkside. I went to the program that was for like minorities, so to speak, which I didn't think existed. But I was like, well, if it's going to get me in, it'll get me in.
Yeah, you're shooing, right? You're in.
Sure, why not? So I met
what were you studying?
A lot of good people. I had no clue. I had no clue. All I was like, I was going to go to college and do it and figure it out. And I was in the ISS program, which, you know, helped minorities get in college, figure things out, which was phenomenal. I think
what was it called? Did you say ISS?
I think it was ISS.
That was something different in high school.
I might be wrong.
In school suspension?
Yeah, that's what that was in high school.
I might be totally wrong. They're going to hate you for it.
They might call it something else in college. But that was.
But I met a good group of guys, my buddy Berto, JC, and a couple others. And we just, my buddy John Helm, we all kicked it. We all hung out.
Yeah.
Until this day, we're all very close. Like, we all do our certain things separate. We all talk. And they'll always blame me. Like, well, if it wasn't for Manny, he wanted to go shoot basketball at Parkside. That was my thing. Like, well, you just want to go shoot hoops and go to China House and get some Chinese.
There you go.
That was it.
College didn't last very long for you, though, right?
So Parkside dropped out. Just wasn't for me. I've always wanted to move to Milwaukee. It was like my favorite city growing up. So I was like, well, I want to go to school at some point in Milwaukee. So I moved out there for 2 to 3 years. Didn't really pan out.
What'd you do there?
Lived in a 3-story house with 4 of my buddies on 2416 Frederick Avenue, I think it was.
Party time, huh?
Yeah,
my buddy Nick, Worm, Reed, the Reed brothers, or the Hoff brothers, I should say, and a couple others. And we just kind of partied for a while. I was like, well, I was with my lady for a while. She's like, you need to come back home. So I came back home, stayed with her, and then lived in Kenosha for a while, worked for a cancer hospital. In Zion, Illinois, I was an event coordinator, so I was in charge of booking events, which is the best job I think I've ever had.
So, Manny, when did you first travel to Colorado?
Mr. Wings kind of stemmed from a visit at the Rocky Mountain Inn, and it was
the Rocky Mountain Inn. There. What's that?
So we pulled up to Colorado from our airport, got our rental pickup, drove there specifically to eat because we were starving. So we had picked up our Colorado snacks prior, went to the Rocky Mountain Inn, walked in, super cool atmosphere, ordered the wings. They said they were good, and they were some of the best wings I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
Literally. Like, and we've been to a good amount of places throughout the country.
Yeah.
Like, where we typically search best wings, best burgers, best anything. Really, whatever that, like, they respond to, like, it'd be best sushi, but it really doesn't matter. But
so you haven't always been like a wings guy, you've just been a foodie kind of guy.
Mostly wings. It was just hard to find in town. Like, I had specific spots I would go to, but just the consistency was rough.
What was the flavor they had there that you'd really set you off?
Yeah, what wowed you?
So it really wasn't even the flavor. So I think when you bite into our wings, it's more so like the consistency of the crunch and like the juiciness. So that was the first wing I ever had I felt that was fully brined. So people don't brine their wings. I might be giving away, but a lot of people just go up frozen because they don't give a shit about wings in that sense. But if you think about it, wings are a staple in America and food in general. And there's so many flavors you can mess with.
Yeah. So you're out there in Colorado, Rocky Mountain way.
Yep.
And you're like, that's it. I'm going to bring this. I'm going to start my own business.
I'll never forget the moment. I had bit into it. We got pretty close to the bartender. We're just, me and my wife, are pretty common people, just talk. Like, we like hearing things.
Right.
Sure. He was from the Midwest. He's from Minneapolis. He said, hey, it's a good place. It's like, dude, what the fuck do you do with these wings? Like, they're good.
Yeah.
And like, I'm all about texture and all this stuff. So I'm like, you didn't lose anything of that. And he told me what he did. The only thing that we switched up was like, I prefer a good fried wing. I like breading. Yeah. I like a seasoned because it adds more flavor. So that was it. I learned to him until I get my own place. Like,
no one pretty much was your inspiration.
Yeah. So how we won Mr. or Best Wings in 2020, so to speak.
Congratulations, by the
way. Thank you for that.
That's fantastic.
Well, first, we have our
first year in business.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You win. It was 4 months in, too.
Wow.
Now, you started the whole thing with a very interesting, like, kind of like an ad campaign. You can almost, like, do a workshop on that and how to get, you got your name out there. I mean, people were saying they were finding business cards with just, all it said was Mr. Wings. They had no idea what it was. They had no contact information.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, what was some of your other ideas that you had at the time that might not?
A lot of it came from me just traveling. Like, so we would visit to cities like New Orleans, Chicago. We were so close to Chicago. I just took notes.
Yeah. You just seen what other places have done and kind
of. We'd be in Dallas. We'd be like, these were things that weren't fully, like, you can tell they wanted to do it, but they didn't go with it. So I'm like, well, you know what? This is no better time for me to do it. Like, I want wings this way, and no one does it the way I plan on doing it. So I took that information, and I literally, for 2 months, it was a test kitchen. It was a science. It really was. Like, to the point, I think I told you guys about this earlier. I tell people to this day, like, I had to tell my neighbors I wasn't selling drugs out of my driveway. Like, you physically
I'm just
had
selling a, wings, yeah, baby.
I'm just selling wings. Like, you just had to come through, try them. Like, I had so many people coming through, like family, friends. So shout out everybody that's picked up. Like, it's much love, support to people I still see till this day. Like, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, because I remember hearing about Mr. Wings. What is this Mr. Wings? What is this all about? It's very mysterious. Yeah. I didn't know what's going on here. Where can I get these wings I'm seeing pictures of? It's being promoted everywhere. I don't know what's going on. My mind is blown. What the fuck?
So COVID's already started. This is like the beginning of the shutdown.
Prime time. I mean, I got laid off at the time.
That's what kind of inspired you to really get off your ass and do something, huh?
I said, you know what? Might as well, because I knew the job I was working for logistic wise was awesome. Like, they just had a cool culture. Like, music was always playing. Wear whatever you want. Like, everything was legit. And I knew once COVID hit, like, I'm not a dummy. Like, you could just tell the numbers. Like,
right. It's written on the wall.
We're the first ones out. Like, yeah. I'm going to tell you, like, hey, get ready. I told a couple of my buddies, like, just be prepared. It's no one listened, and it happened. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this time to be with my son. Like, that's the most important thing in my life. It's my son, my wife. So when I had that free time and I knew the extra like unemployment was coming, why would I just sit on my ass and not do anything?
Yep. Yeah.
This is my idea. I'm going to run it.
Were you already considered yourself like a wing master? Or was that something?
No, not even. So I knew I was going to switch careers. So I've been with CTCA at the time for probably almost 10 years. Like, I was going like 9.
Yeah.
Loved it. Like, I did my thing with event coordination, you know, and healthcare changes in a sense of money. So, like, I became a volunteer coordinator. I was like, well, my son's born. I got to get ready to make some extra sales money, commission, whatever.
Yeah.
Went through, but, like, I literally listened to, like, motivational tapes on my way to work just to learn it, like, to be pumped to get it. And it kind of led me towards, like, I wanted to do it. But when I started doing, like, this isn't my calling. Like, that's just not who I am. Hmm. And then when I had the idea and it was born, I'm like, oh, this is it. This is it. I told a couple of my close buddies, I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to do wings.
Yeah.
A lot of them just laugh, like, not laugh, but just like, they, you know, you got good friends, this could be the shit. Like, are you sure?
Were you ever going to do anything but wings? Was it always wings?
It was just always wings. Like, I can cook a good taco. Like, there's so many things I can do, but like wings, I was just passionate about. Like, this is a good food to bring people together. Mm-hmm. Good thing to share. Game day. Yep. Hang out.
Well, and it's one item that you can do like a dozen different flavors
you
of.
You get crazy with it.
Yeah, yeah, interesting.
So my biggest thing was just Buffalo New York style wings, and no one did that. And that was my flavor. Like, it's truly started just like my main thing was Buffalo. Like, I need a good Buffalo.
Okay.
And I tweaked it for 2 months. And I'll never forget, my buddy Bruce was over. Like, I nailed it.
Try this.
So imagine that first bite. It's like holding like, you know, when Indiana Jones like throws up his stuff in the sky, like, I found it, I got it. And I bit into it. And the moment I bit into it, and Bruce was there, I was like, hey, Bruce, try this. And that's literally the only moment I knew. I was like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do.
You did it.
And I stopped everything else. I said, this is what I'm going to do for a living. Is he was literally the first person to ever have Mr. Wings.
How did you come up with the name Mr. Wings? Was that just what your friends were calling? Manny's making wings. Mr. Wings.
What it was, I was trying to figure out just stuff. Like, I knew I wanted this gentleman type look for some reason with a top hat and like glasses and then like the chickling glasses. So then I was like, well, you know what? Mr. Because like I've always, even through like elementary and high school, it's like my initials are MR. So it's essentially Manny Ramirez's wings.
Okay.
So it's Mr. Wings, which is Manny Ramirez's wings. And I was like, well, that's perfect. So I'll just run with it.
There you go.
And then just went with it.
All right. I think we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on the birth of Mr. Wings.
Sure.
Right back.
Lucci's Grandview. Check out this family-owned and operated bar, Lucci's Grandview, located at 6929 39th Avenue. Come on in and unwind with a drink. For your entertainment, they have bar games, food, live music, bingo, and more. The brother and sister team of Sarah and AJ Lucci look forward to serving you up some memories at Lucci's Grandview. Union Park Tavern has it all. Great food, great drinks, the best Friday fish fry around, live entertainment almost every day. Stop by and see for yourself. Union Park Tavern, located at 4520 8th Avenue. That's Union Park Tavern. Welcome back to the K-Town Connects podcast. We're here with Manny Ramirez, a.k.a. Mr. Wings. And you can get a hold of Mr. Wings at www.mrwingswi.com. And you can also email him at mr.wings, wi@gmail.com. Look for him on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. He'll cater your events.
Probably easiest to find you on Facebook, huh? That's
Facebook, IG, whatever you...
You're pretty much everywhere.
Social media, yes. People follow.
Look for Mr. Wing. All right, so Manny, let's go back to your first pop-up. Where was your first pop-up at?
First pop-up was at Rustic Road. I'll never forget it. We planned a good day for it. Brought about 800 wings, which we didn't think we'd sell out of.
800 wings. Think about that, Jason. Wow. 800 fucking wings.
So
this is during the pandemic. Yeah, this is what, last
during
June?
During the pandemic. It's kind of like the prime of it, like whatever you had to do. So I'll never forget it. Like, we were killing it throughout, and I'll never forget the time I look back, and there's a hallway towards the back of me. I'm waiting for more wings to come up. Three people were bringing up three kegs.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Because they were selling that much beer for the people there. I was like, well, we got something special here. And then shortly after, my wings came up, and we just worked. And that was the beauty of it, was just two businesses working together to make something happen. And in COVID, during all this shit, that it's just not normal. Like, it wasn't what it was.
So take me back to that morning. You're getting ready for your first pop-up at Rustic Road. What's going through your mind? What are you thinking? How many wings do I got to prep? Are you nervous? You scared? What's going through your mind that morning?
Not necessarily nervous or scared. It was just how many people would really show up. There's a point, I think, in everyone's life when you do something you love and you look up and you're just blanketed by, like, what happens. I'll never forget it. Like, I literally looked up and there was a line all the way down the stairs. And then someone else told me, like, it was outside. It was stupid. And never did I think in my entire career of, like, working that was going to happen.
Now, why were all these people there? They didn't, I mean,
they were there.
Most people haven't tried your wings before. They're the first time trying it.
So they were there for the hype of the wings, truthfully.
Like, and that was from this marketing thing that you did, that you started
wings. And like the
you started months before that. That's amazing that this.
And the prime spot that worked was we were able to serve our wings and Rustic was to serve their beer.
Yeah.
Perfect combination.
And that was like the first time I ever noticed, like, oh, well, we could do this with other businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we do that with like bars that just have a cooler and they want to sell beers or bottles. Like, let's work something out. Mm. Why not? So like my biggest thing in Kenosha is to travel and like try different things. Like, I'm not very specific in who I want to work with and what I want to do. I love all people. I love seeing different people. I love hearing different stories. And that's the beauty of a pop-up, which I don't think a lot of people understand. Like, well, why don't you get a brick and mortar? Sure.
That's a lot of overhead.
It's a lot of overhead, mm-hmm. but I'm stuck on a specific demographic. But mm-hmm. if I go here, I'm going to hit people that would never go there.
Correct.
But then why would someone go to, I mean, Rustic Road, they sell wings, don't they? On their own?
They do.
So why would someone come out to see you, though? That's.
And there's no disrespect to anybody else. You know, I mean, never disrespect anybody else in their own profit and what they're trying to do. But our wings are just different. Like, if you want grilled wings, absolutely go to Rustic, go to Spanky's, do whatever you need to do.
Whatever you do, don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
If you want my wings, expect it to be hand-breaded and fried and raw and fresh and cooked.
Wow.
I have no competition towards anybody else. I don't give a shit about competition towards anybody.
Because you're number one.
No, it's not even about being number one. I'll help people.
Yeah.
Even my own.
I think competition's healthy. I think it's nice to have.
I just don't. I'm not one to, like, diss anybody.
Support
the people that are bringing this product to you. If you mm-hmm. like it, you like it. If you don't, then you don't. But at the end of the day, it's just, it is what it is. Like, if you like Wingstop, all right, cool. You like Buffalo Wild Wings, cool. You like Mr. Wings, awesome. I really don't care. But if you support us and any of us, because mm-hmm. someone owns that business, someone's making money off that business, someone's trying to make a living.
Yeah,
whatever you choose to decide to promote and do, I'm all about it.
But you had all this marketing that got people in the door, but then you continue to be successful throughout the years, yeah. which means you have a good product then.
Yeah, absolutely.
A combination of the great marketing plus the great product has given you success.
I think
during this pandemic, that's all saying a lot.
And during this pandemic, it's literally all about just supporting local.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I have burger spots I go to. I have people I do yoga with.
So it's very successful first pop-up at Rustic Road.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, what is it? 800 wings. Wow, that's amazing. It must have blew your mind.
It did.
And then after that, what were you thinking? Like, I got something here. Let me see what else I can do. Did you continue to do pop-ups at Rustic Road, or when did you expand to other places?
So once that happened, we all celebrated the night of. It was me, my wife, my brother, my cousin, a couple other friends. And we just
Cloud Nine,
it.
Right?
It was Cloud Nine. It was dope. Like, yeah. It was something you don't expect. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't.
You had to sell out. Like, did you expect to sell out?
I was serving out of my house. Right? To do that and to see three kegs come up at once. Like, dude, you guys are, like, we're all doing well. Like, I'm not greedy in any sense. I just, well, this is good. So it might work out for
three kegs at Rustic Road is a lot of money, by the way.
Did you plan on being there longer than you?
I did. Yeah. I didn't think it would be like that. Yeah. And I felt bad. And I told people, like, hey, we'll get you no matter what. Like, just stay with us and we'll take care of it.
So if a bar like wanted to get you in, or what would you need to use in their kitchen? Like, what's your setup like?
So for any bar that wants Mr. Wings, all we ask is for, in the summer at least, we need a cooler space, keep our chicken cool. If you're ever just trying to get your product out, I have no problem coming to your bar, seeing your setup, putting our stuff in, and I'll cook for you in the summer. Like, it's all about working together. Like, this year was rough.
Yeah.
And the people that are stingy or don't want to work with the other people, they're going to struggle.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And if you realize it, that it's importance of being together as one, it's the most important thing during this time. And you're gonna come out.
Yep, one hand helps the other, so to speak.
Exactly. That's all it is.
All right, so huge successful first event at Rustic Road. What was the second pop-up that you did?
So second pop-up, shout-out Swedish American Club.
And you were set there for quite a while, correct?
Yeah, they're the only ones that actually believed in it at first, who did it. Sala was a family friend of my father-in-law who recently passed away. Shout-out Craig and everyone on the Hesperport side. Like, I knew what I wanted to do, and that was to bring people together, cook wings, have drinks, do whatever. You don't drink, big deal. Just pick up your wings.
Come have some wings.
The point was, I'm not a big fan of carryout. I never was.
Yeah.
Till this day, I'm not on wings. Like, if you're a true wing entrepreneur,
you eat them right then and there.
Eat them right there and then. You really do. You don't take them to go. I get it. Everyone has their own circumstances, so take them to go. I always support it. And I'll work on that. I'll get boxes that can ventilation-wise. Like, I'll change the game in that sense. Trust me.
Hey, you don't want no sweaty wings,
the
right?
The whole point with wings is you eat them there, and you talk to the people. You communicate. You shoot the shit.
You wash it down with a beer. Yeah,
you wash your hands in the restroom. You drink too much as you thought. Told your wife, hey, the wings are too good. We're going to hear for a little bit longer.
All right. So you're at Swedish American Club. You did a couple pop-ups there. That was kind of your home base, so to speak, for a little bit.
Which one is that? Is that the one on 30th
Avenue? 30th Avenue, correct? Right by the
Pizza Hut.
Yes. The old Roosevelt Road Pizza Hut.
We've all been there.
I worked there for about 15 years.
Oh.
Yeah. God rest my soul for that. But so you're there, you're a huge success there. And so what other places from there probably blossomed into more pop-ups? You ended up going to Pets?
It was Pets Beer Garden. Shout out Mike and everybody at the Beer Garden. Treat us well on Wednesdays. We do Wing Wednesdays there.
I mean, that had to be like, wow, the Pets is having me in their beer garden.
At first, it was slow.
Well, Wednesday was kind of tough.
So I had a legit crew. It was my buddy. It was my brother, Luke, Mac, my buddy Zach, Ruben, just an all-star cast of people who just believe in what I was doing. Like, shout out to those guys forever. And I still owe them a dinner, by the way, for winning Best Wings, which I'll never forget. But we just held it down. We learned, and we did it to the point where our first pop-up, when they took us in, well, can you come up every Wednesday?
Wow.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely. And that's what we did. It was just a grind. Like, people don't understand the work that goes into it. Like, I literally had my mom's Dodge Caravan to carry all my shit.
Loaded
I was nothing prior before. Like, we had the recipe, but there's so much stuff that goes into carrying it, buying this product and doing it and being legal enough. So if we could audit it, like, yeah, that's just what it is.
So will you be at the Pets Beer Garden this upcoming summer?
Yeah.
As
soon as our first pop-up was done, we were booked next year.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. You also did a pop-up at our good friends at Lucci's Grandview. I remember seeing the tent was outside out there. That was good.
So my brother lives very close to Lucci's. Good people. Everything
I heard you had a record set. Well, they had a record-setting day from what I heard.
That's good.
So if you do a pop-up tent, you bring your own fryers and things?
Yeah, we bring everything.
Okay. But then other times you use the kitchen.
If they have a kitchen, but for the most part, if people can provide their own liquor sales, saves us money, saves them money from doing food.
So 8th Avenue Tap, you've also did a pop-up at, correct?
Shout out Kara and everybody out there.
And then you had a little stay at Coin Sports Bar.
Yep.
Let's see here, Duke's.
Yep.
Public Craft as well.
Monica's one of my favorite.
Great. She's great there. Sheridan Lanes, you had a little occupancy at Sheridan
Cody
Lanes.
Cody and Jason, my boys. Cody, what's
up? People playing volleyball. Hey, I want some wings too.
If you ever want a good bagel toss tournament, go to Sheridan Lanes.
Yes,
they're money.
Yes.
Those guys are money.
They don't fool around, huh?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right now people can find Mr. Wings at TG's and the Downtowner Saloon, correct?
Yep.
And what days are you at TG's?
So TG's is Mondays and Wednesdays from 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Till or sold out.
Yeah, or sold out. Downtowner is Thursday, Fridays, and Sundays.
Oh.
Saturdays are open primarily for businesses that book us. So we do a lot of catering and stuff like
special
that.
Special events, things like that.
Special events for sure. But you can find us at Pat's Beer Garden on Wednesdays in the summer as soon as their season opens up every Wednesday.
And then you'll be doing more pop-ups at other places during the summer when they can allow you to be outside. Yep. You can do all that. Any spoilers? Who do you got lined up? Anybody you can tell us?
Any spoilers? I would be ready for Mr. Wings to do his own festival.
Oh. Taste of Wisconsin?
Nope. Just my own festival.
Your own festival.
Oh, your own
his
festival.
Own festival, he said.
Oh, gee.
So I want
Wingfest.
I want reggae. I want alternative. I want hip hop. I want jazz. I want every musical category that's available to people to play, although we've been hurt by this year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get vendors that I trust throughout the area, from Mexican to burgers to whatever you can think of, and we're going to work something out.
Hey, Mr. Wings, I think something
that... If anybody looking out for sponsorships, if you want to be a part of it, hit me up. But I'm going to change the game in the sense of what I want to do in Kenosha.
Mr. Wings, this sounds fantastic, and the K-Town Connects podcast is behind you 100%. And
wow, that sounds great.
I think we will probably be throwing you a sponsor for that.
I appreciate that.
Where's your dream location for this?
I prefer downtown. I'm really attracted to the area over by La Fogata and stuff.
Okay.
I feel like if we can get people
by the band shell up there,
maybe get people to do a guided tour. Just drop your kayaks there. We have the beachfront.
Yeah.
We have the band shell. Let's work together and do something. So if anybody's interested, I'm 100% in.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
I love this idea, Manny.
Let's do it.
I think you're on to something.
Hmm. We'll come up with an interesting name. I love being here. I love you guys doing what you're doing, and we'll make it work.
I think this is I think you're on to something here.
This is what I want to do.
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be. So since you're doing all these pop-ups, is there any place that you will call home base, or you're just always going to do pop-ups?
Home base will always be Swedish American Club.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the respect that they showed me to believe in me and do it.
Cool.
Never forget that, right?
Yeah.
So for anyone out there that someone tells you no, there's someone out there that will tell you yes, and they did.
So you're not interested in making a brick and mortar?
Not yet. Eventually. When Mr. Wings does that, and when you walk in, you'll hear music blaring, like our own music, our playlist.
So, Manny, let's talk about some of these crazy flavors you have, man. This blows my mind here. Peanut butter and jelly wings?
Yeah, so with wings, there's always a salty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew it was something that people work with. Like, I knew chicken and waffles was a big thing in Atlanta and down south and a couple other spots. It's like, well, why not bring that down? So I have a buddy that lives in Atlanta, shout out Max, who told me about the buffalo lemon pepper, which I knew was fire, but he's like, dude, just push it. And it was. And it was good.
Now, is more of the flavoring in the actual chicken, or is all mostly in the breading?
So it's more for just the flavor of the actual chicken.
Okay.
So a lot of the stuff I had planned. Like, it was like the buffalo I made. I was making that in my house. To me, buffalo was the most important thing I had to get down.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be till this day. Like, I'll die.
Well, that's the number one sauce, right?
Absolutely. Honey barbecue.
Is that the orange buffalo chicken? Yeah. That's what makes me poop every time.
Mine won't.
I don't know.
Then the honey barbecue was just something that was just standard for you're covering all aspects, right? Like, you're not going to miss off a honey barbecue.
Right.
So I knew what I had there. And then the gold's money. It's a southern thing. If anyone's listening to this podcast, like people are listening to podcasts to travel, you go down south, have them dip it in their gold sauce, pull it out, do a bun sandwich with a coleslaw, mayo, pickle, and then a little bit of hot sauce, and then smash it. It's fucking phenomenal. Ooh. And that's why I came up with the gold. The gold's my like my baby.
That's the bread and butter, so to speak.
My buffalo is my bread and butter, but the gold is like something special that people just don't know.
Hmm. Then you have the buffalo lemon pepper.
Oh, that's Atlanta. That's a strip club thing.
Ooh. The honey, I'm
crazy story.
Wait, yeah. Let's
pause here. Yeah, let's hear this.
So, literally, this past weekend, we had somebody that came in and ordered a 40 piece prior to I was open. It's like, all right, well, we don't normally do
a 40 piece.
Not even a 40. It didn't even matter about 40. It's like, we normally just don't do pre-orders.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'll just get you because like, I don't know how Sunday was going to be. This was our first Sunday, which was this past Sunday. It was the first Sunday we were off. Well, football's done. Like, right. I'd be an idiot if I didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I make him his 40 wings, do whatever. He picks it up, recognize him. He leaves. Hour later, he comes back with four of his boys. I'm like, were the wings garbage? What was going on?
They want more.
Shit.
You sold
and them. I don't say anything because, like, he ordered maybe 40 more wings. I'm like, well, whatever. So I go to the table finally, like, after it's all done. He's like, hey, Manny, I'm just going to give you a heads up. We ordered off some like premium fucking app where you can get the best food in America, so to speak.
Oh.
So one of the places was Atlanta for their Buffalo Lemon Pepper, which is a strip club called Magic City.
Mm-hmm.
So they order theirs and he compares mine to theirs, a 40 piece.
Wow.
He told me straight up they threw theirs out.
Wow.
And they banged my 40 piece, but they came back to eat more. So I hooked them up.
Fantastic.
But shit like that makes me go,
wow. I mean, I got something here.
I beat the strippers in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we all know strippers make great chicken.
Yeah. Right.
But it's Atlanta, like, where it came from.
Yeah.
It's not even about the stripper bar. It's the seasoning portion. But it's the fact that strippers like buffalo sticks out to that point.
Yeah.
So I got to get you guys a sample of the buffalo. Or you guys just got to come out and try us.
Right. And because you're at the Downtowner and TG's.
Yep. He's at the Downtowner Saloon on Sundays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And at TG's on Mondays and Wednesdays.
So, Manny, tell me about these fruity pebble wings I've been hearing
all
about.
How does that work?
This just sounds crazy to me.
So we do a cereal series, which is a vanilla glaze based, which I'm a big fan of cereal, which everyone should be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you boil down a specific amount to a sauce and you throw it over a wing, it's phenomenal.
Mm.
I can't stand by some, but I will say whenever I post a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the Fruity Pebbles, or a Toasted Coconut Glazed Donut, come check us out.
So this flavor is more based in the sauce then? Some of them are baked in the chicken.
Yep.
Interesting.
And you have that chicken and waffle with the Eggo flavor waffles?
I do have that for the next 2 weeks, but then it's switching out. So we're like very experimental on stuff. So
yeah, like, I like these flavor of the weeks that you have. You go all out on these.
If it's not good, though, I'm not putting it out. I'll be honest with you. I'm very particular on flavor and stuff. So like for gimmick-wise, if it doesn't taste good.
Have you tried any like cereal-based ones that you've made and tasted like, that's not going to work.
That's what I want to know.
So one of them I felt was Trix.
Mm-hmm.
We did a Trix one, but some people loved it. It's so weird how people love, like, it's not even that they love it, but they just mentally tie into a specific cereal that is part of their childhood.
Yeah. Oh, I love Trix. I love wings.
Isn't it?
Yeah, right.
I would think like a cocoa one would be weird.
If I can do a cocoa one, but I would break like it down Puffs? To different. I'd probably do like a chocolate, cinnamon, chipotle.
Ooh,
that sounds better.
Espresso seasoning on it.
When you say it like that, it sounds better than Cocoa Puffs.
I just don't, like, they're all like, oh, let me make a PBJ, like, I'm going to take my time and, like, break it down, like, what would go right on the chicken. I just don't do it just for sales. Like, it's just not.
Okay.
What were some of the wings that you came up with that you didn't even use? You know, like, these crazy flavors where you made it and you're like, oh, this might be good. And you try it, you're like, I can't sell this.
So one of them would be to my Hispanic followers. What's the Cheetos? The Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Oh, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which was huge.
Yeah, it was popular. Yeah.
It's very weird how you can make a sauce that defines, or not defines, but just gravitates towards a certain clique. And it's different.
Hmm.
So, like, if I was to do it towards Hispanics, it would be the Cheeto Hot with Limon. Ooh. Or if I would do it towards Italians, it would be maybe a balsamic glaze with a light garlic spread on top with fried wings.
I'm waiting for that Olive Garden breadstick flavored wing.
I like that. I dig that. I'll take that in. But there's just so many flavors, and I feel like people expect certain things, but and that's the beauty of it.
It is a chicken wing.
When I tell people like my menu, like I'm very strict. Like this is all your flavors. Like yeah, like I built this.
Yeah.
To my liking, like you're always going to get consistency. The flavor of the month and all that shit will come to an extent, but what you're getting here when you order, just know it's always going to be the same.
The core is the core. Yeah.
Because I've seen places that have like 25 to 30 flavors. It's like you're lost.
Right. Yeah.
And I hate people who order like, whoa.
How many flavors do you usually offer at one time?
5 to 6.
Okay, that's good. That's plenty of variety, yeah.
And then you have a dry rub and you have sauce, correct?
There's one dry rub and the rest are sauce.
And the dry rub is the lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper, which everyone should get at one point in their life.
And then you have the flaps. Am I calling it right? Flaps?
What do you mean flaps?
Yeah.
Bone-in? Yeah, bone-in, then you have strips?
I have bone-in and strips. Bone-in's my baby. If anyone likes wings, you're ordering bone-in. Strips or whatever. Strips will taste good, but strips will never be the flavor of bone-in.
Cause you gotta.
I'm Mr. Wing, so like that's right. I'm not Mr. Strip.
You gotta have the bone-in, baby. That's what I like to say.
And we converted a couple of strip-only people to be bone-in, which was dope.
See, I used to be a bone-out guy, but now I like the bone-in.
Strips are fire. If you order strips, do honey barbecue.
Oh,
that's an insider tip.
So you also have this flavor, Gold Digger.
Yeah.
So this is a mustard-based barbecue sauce. Well, how'd you come up with the name Gold Digger? I like that.
So the sauce.
I think it's some lyrics that I can't say.
Kanye West.
Okay. All right.
Played a part of it. Down south, man, gold's just a flavor to go. Like it's a mustard-based barbecue sauce, and you wouldn't believe how many people got turned off by the word mustard base.
Oh, really?
I had to change it.
Wow.
Because it would be like someone's favorite sauce. Be like, well, I just wouldn't try that because it's mustard. I'm like, well, why not?
Huh.
The only advice I give off, if you were to have our mustard-based barbecue sauce, if you ever go down south or anything, get a fried chicken breast dipped in gold sauce.
Mm.
It may not be our gold sauce or sense. Then you have it with coleslaw on the bottom, the fried chicken breast with the mustard-based sauce. Then you put more hot sauce on it, close it in with a lettuce, and it's delicious.
Ooh,
that sounds awesome.
That's southern like cuisine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What it was. It was literally having a gold chicken sandwich, and you squeeze it, and the sauce just drips.
Oh.
That was my inspiration for gold. That's what it is.
Hmm. Yeah, I also wanted to ask you about this Clear Out the Cooler campaign.
So Clear Out the Cooler is primarily for businesses that have coolers, downtown specifically or even in between. It's just the fact that a lot of people were hurting. They're in a pandemic. I mean,
yep. But the cooler's full of the beer they sell, kind of.
Clear them out. Like, why not? You're drinking it on tap. Clear out the coolers.
Yeah, get it done.
Once we finish that off, then we work on the taps. But it's really just about getting out there, supporting local, bringing your friends out, your family. Maybe it's a quiet spot, you know what I mean? Like, where you feel comfortable enough to bring your family out there, then bring them out. If it's not, hang out with your friends, do whatever. Whatever makes you feel comfortable at this time. Do whatever, but
clear out those coolers.
Businesses are hurting.
Yes, they are.
The businesses, and we need to get that in.
And that's what I love about you, Manny. You support local. You help out you help when you can, and you're also making a nice living with this Mr. Wings.
Absolutely.
You have a great thing going, and if people want to get a hold of Mr. Wings, if you want to have them come to your establishment, get a hold of them at mr.wings@gmail.com. Look them up on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can give them a text message at 262-455-2123. That's Mr. Wings.
Yeah, I think you just find Mr. Wings on Facebook or Instagram. You can kind of keep an eye on him and see where he's coming up next.
Yep.
And stop on by and get some of these. And tell them that K-Town Connect sent you.
Yes, please do.
Absolutely.
Manny, you're doing a lot of great...
I've done that.
You're doing a lot of great things for the community. We love what you're doing. You're very organic, and you get it. You get it. You're about supporting local.
Oh, it is.
And that's what we need in today's climate. We need to support local, and that's what you're doing. You're helping businesses out by your pop-up.
We appreciate that. And yeah, that's awesome.
We really look forward to seeing where this upcoming year takes you. I think... You're bringing everybody together. You're bringing people in that might not be at some of these establishments. And I think that's great. And we should all continue to support local. And I think everybody should support Mr. Wings.
I appreciate that. Thank you, boys.
And with that, we're going to be right back with our one more break. And then we'll come back with some quick connects and some trivia. Dave and Tina Chapman purchased the Letter Machine in 2002 and has been family-owned and operated for 33 years. Their main focus is embroidery, screen printing, and other ways to make your business name known. They love working with the customers to help them achieve a look that represents their business properly at a cost that will work within their budget. That's the Letter Machine, 720 50th Street. Find them online at thelettermachine.com.
The Pine Blossom is a boutique shop in downtown Kenosha, filled with treasures for every taste. Local art, stylish clothing, gifts, home decor, homemade jewelry, upcycled furniture, and more. Stop on by 5925 6th Avenue A. They're open Thursday and Friday 11 to 5, Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday 11 to 3. Check them out, The Pine Blossom in downtown Kenosha.
And we're back with more K-Town Connects. We are here with Manny Ramirez, Mr. Wings himself, and it's about time for our Quick Connects segment where we get to know our guests a little bit deeper, a little bit more personal,
yes, if and I may say. Yes, you may say. And Quick Connects is brought to you by Washed Out, a locally owned hair product. From the suit and tie businessman to the Motorhead leather and jacket rocker, Washed Out is loved by those seeking the best hair products at an affordable price. And if you like my hairstyle, you're going to love Washed Out Hair Products. So visit
washedouthairus.bigcartel.com.
There you go. Edit that in. Manny, are you ready for the Quick Connects?
Let's get it.
All right. Favorite park in Kenosha?
Pets Park. Shout out my boy Mike and everybody out there for the beer garden. We'll be there every Wednesday from 4 to 8.
Very nice.
Might change.
Favorite museum in Kenosha?
My son loves the Dinosaur Museum. We took him around in the summer a couple times, bought him a couple gifts. He loves it.
Nice.
What advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career in pop-ups?
Not necessarily pop-ups, but in life. Just do what you're passionate about. Like, don't take no for an answer. Write down your stuff, journal it, manifest it, and just be true to yourself.
What are you currently watching?
My boy Mike Love on Sugar Shack Sessions. So I'm a big music guy. If you like music, check out SugarShackSessions.com on YouTube. They do the best content of music that matters.
Ooh. What is your favorite annual Kenosha event?
The zombie ride, for sure.
Oh.
Zombie ride, huh?
My dad's a big part of that. My brother participates.
I'm one of the co-founders.
Yes.
It's just a Ramirez thing we do. So shout out you, Jason, for doing that. Thank you.
What was your first job?
Action Territory, believe it or not.
Oh. Worst job you ever had?
Truthfully, none. Really don't have a worst job.
Very nice.
Which Kenosha business that's gone now do you wish you can bring back?
Scotty's.
Oh,
absolutely. Scotty's, if you're listening.
Scotty's awesome.
Him and Jam, money.
That beer garden is fantastic.
Shout out Scotty's, man. Scotty's is a tradition in Kenosha that should still exist. I agree. And whoever picks it up.
All right, Manny. Let's see here. Favorite pizza place in Kenosha?
I got to be honest. I'm a thin crust guy. So, like, my go-to pizza is sausage, jarnara, extra sauce, well done, at Kaiser's.
Ooh, very nice choice. Fire
with Rosetta Ranch.
Ooh. Oh, so that was my next question. Ranch with your pizza?
I'm not normally like that, but it makes a big difference.
Because Kaiser's isn't really that thin, though, I thought. Kaiser's is, I mean, it's thin, but it's not thin.
But it's so good with it.
Yeah.
It's so good
with it. It's good.
All right, favorite TV show of all time?
I gotta say, Chappelle Show. Oh. Just shout out Chappelle. Oh, like for really standing the ground of what he portrayed out and what he did, and to getting screwed over in a sense of what he's doing now.
Totally
he finally got it back.
He's back.
Which was his own comedy and his own perspective on shit. Like, Chappelle was a life changer comedian. A lot of people don't see that, but if you do it, Chappelle is a GOAT.
Yeah,
he was fantastic. I'll never.
Well, he still is. He's still doing stuff.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
Finally got a show back. Actually, he thanked the fans prior to this, saying, "Hey, I got my name back." That's important.
Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, I like the Beatles in the sense of the BK type style that they had. I'm going Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Paul McCartney's on his own. John Lennon is based like off my glasses for the logo, but. Yeah, Rolling Stones just hit more for me.
Favorite local establishment to see abandoned?
There's not many, truthfully. And I hope Fusion takes over that. Fusion. I think people should check out Fusion. So recently, I was doing pop-ups, didn't know like what was going on. But we jump on Facebook, me and my brother, and we see open mic at Fusion. And truthfully, Fusion has the best live music going on. So if you're out there looking for live music, check out Fusion. Pop in on Mondays for the open mic. Check out their Facebook, whatever. Like, they need you more now than ever.
Correct.
For anything.
They do. Hey, Manny, you're going on a day trip. You're going to Milwaukee or Chicago?
He's going to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Favorite TV show?
Of all time?
I like Impractical Jokers.
Oh.
And the reason I say that is because I've seen just four best friends kicking it and laughing and enjoying it.
Having a good time.
It's beautiful. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, I just die laughing at it. Like, eventually, like, later in the seasons, you see, like, it might get more commercial, but in the beginning, gorgeous.
All right. Favorite actor who played Batman?
Not Ben Affleck. Not Ben. I got to say, Michael Keane was decent for Batman, I feel like.
Just whoever.
Your favorite Batman?
Just whoever you think played the best
Batman. I
didn't
like Ben Affleck. So I like Keane.
Christian Bale for me.
I think Christian Bale's my guy.
We're all about local, and that's what we're doing.
I wasn't recording the trivia.
What? What the fuck?
I paused it.
You better text your wife. You're going to be another 10 minutes.
I paused it.
Yes.
Run it back.
All right, we'll just do the same thing we did before.
No. Okay, since we lost our tour, we're going to do the best of two here. We have two questions for each of you.
Okay, all right.
And this is it.
All right, let's do best of two. Just bring it in. Bring an intro in from coming. All right, and trivia is brought to you by Amber, Manny's wife, a.k.a. Just kidding, he's running a little late. Trivia is brought to you by Coming Up Roses Cleaning and Organizing, a fully insured cleaning and organizing company that will keep your home or office clean without judgment or hassle. No job is too big or too small. So support your locally owned business, Coming Up Roses Cleaning and Organizing. Give them a call at 262-748-6978. Look them up on Facebook. That's Coming Up Roses Cleaning and Organizing. Hey, Amber, you might want to call them to clean out Manny. He's running late.
All right, it's time for trivia. Manny, what is an adult male chicken called?
A rooster?
You're right. Manny wins the trivia game tonight.
Manny, congratulations.
Manny, you win a bottle of Lou Perini's water you get to take home with you and put up on your mantle.
Congratulations, Manny. You won. What a great quick trivia that was because you're under the gun here.
We might have recorded it and not recorded it. We're not sure.
Hey, you know what they say. It happens, man. But Manny, thank you, Mr. Wings, for joining us here on the K-Town Connects podcast. It was fun.
You can find Mr. Wings on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or on his website at Mr. Wings WI. That's for Wisconsin. MrWingsWI.com. If you need to speak to him immediately, give him a call at 262-455-2123. That's how you do it, Donnie.
Yeah, you nailed it there. Thank you so much. Manny didn't bring in those drinks for me. I might have been able to get that done. But thank you so much, Mr. Wings, for coming in. It was great to get to know you. You're a very mysterious man.
We finally unveiled Mr. Wings.
We got you on the show. Thank you so much. And we love what you do for the community.
Good time, boys. Thank you.
We just love everything you do. Thank you so much. Get home safe. But you know what, Jason? What are we doing here?
Drinking beer and yapping for a while.
Yes, well, hey, when we got
Manny, a good time, though, yeah.
It was a great time. We are connecting Kenosha. Thank you.
Woo! I'm from Kenosha. I say Kenosha. That great big
I really was.
And he had some great weed. 100%.